VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Trump says that Russia has to get out of Venezuela. Russian military personnel recently arrived in the country. Trump spoke to reporters at the White House Wednesday, standing next to Fabiana Rosales, the wife of Venezuelan opposition leader and self-declared interim president Juan Guaido. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
The president was asked by a reporter if he's willing to back up his demand to Moscow with U.S. boots on the ground in Venezuela.
All options are open, yeah.
Trump adds that Moscow is well aware of the U.S. stance. He spoke to reporters on Wednesday in the Oval Office alongside Fabiana Rosales, the wife of Venezuelan opposition leader and self-declared interim president Juan Guaido, recognized by the United States and dozens of other countries. Guaido in Venezuela on Wednesday called on supporters on Saturday to protest against nationwide power outages. Steve Herman, VOA News. At the White House.
And again, the commander of U.S. forces in South Korea told a congressional panel Wednesday that North Korea continues to pose a nuclear threat to the United States and its allies. General Robert Abrams said that Pyongyang's production of nuclear weapons materials and missiles are inconsistent with the pledge of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to denuclearize. Abrams said that the House Armed Services Committee that he could not comment in open session about commercial satellite photos seeming to show increased North Korean activity at weapons production sites. A top lawmaker says that Attorney General William Barr is now combing the special counsel Russia's probe report to see what can be made public. And talking to a group of reporters, Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan reportedly called for the formation of a neutral interim government in Afghanistan to help the ongoing peace talks with insurgents. Afghan government has since reacted, recalling its ambassador and summoned Pakistan's deputy ambassador. This is VOA News. Britain's parliament to vote on 8 options now for Brexit as the new April 12th divorce deal deadline closes in. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Speaker John Bercow has selected the 8 motions from 16 proposals submitted by lawmakers. The ones being considered include calls to leave the EU without a withdrawal deal, one to stay in the EU's customs union and single market, another to put any EU divorce deal to a public referendum, and there's an idea to cancel Brexit altogether if the prospect of a no-deal Brexit gets too close. The indicative votes are intended to reveal if any kind of Brexit plan can command a majority in Parliament. Further debate will take place on these themes on Monday. I'm Charles de la Desma.
A U.S. lawmaker saying that the Attorney General, William Barr, is now looking through Special Counsel Russia's probe report to see what can be made public exactly. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham had dinner last night with Barr.
The Attorney General is going through the report now to take out grand jury information that can't be disclosed by law. He wants to make sure that there's nothing going to be released to the public or the Congress that would hurt classified information that hurt sources and methods.
Graham tells the AP Barr will also check with prosecutors who have cases stemming from the probe to make sure any release won't hurt their investigations.
Once that's done, he'll release the report to Congress and he'll come and testify.
He's hoping that all happens next month. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Department of Health and Human Services has ordered to rewrite Medicaid work rules in 2 states, where a federal judge has blocked the new Trump administration's requirement. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
In an effort to push the poor toward self-sufficiency, the Trump administration's encouraged work requirements for able-bodied people who get insurance through Medicaid expansion. Those requirements were adopted in Arkansas and Kentucky, but are now on hold because of a federal judge's ruling that the work requirement poses numerous obstacles to getting health care. He didn't rule on the claim by advocates that the work requirement shouldn't even be part of a health insurance system. About 12 million Americans are covered by Medicaid expansion, which is accepted by more than 30 states. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Local authorities and international aid agencies struggling to deal with the massive destruction and displacement left behind by Cyclone Idai in Mozambique are facing a new crisis. That's cholera. Senior health officials told reporters Wednesday that 5 cases of the waterborne disease have been discovered in a neighborhood of the coastal city of Beira, which was hardest hit. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. Voice of America.
Hello, everybody. It's another pleasant day, and welcome to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Lee. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again today. And make sure you leave that door open and don't touch that dial, because I'll be right there. And let's make our first stop today, Nigeria, with beautiful music, Like Her Better. If you like her, but I'm telling you something, that I like her better. This is by the Plantation Boys of Nigeria. And right after that, Jimmy B of Sierra Leone in this all-time favorite, Summertime. And then to Ghana, Enchuina Enchui in African Girls. But first, I Like Her Better, even if you like her too. The Plantation Boys.
Yo!
Teacher Rex.
Yo! Brown new plantation swing. Brand new.
Think I like a bad. Got this feeling that we were meant to be together. She's kind of tender and I know you're gonna hurt her. Only a smile is gonna last forever. When I see a picture of an angel. I get you and I'll be falling for the same girl. I know you want her, but she's driving me.
I know you want her,
but you're my partner, so just leave her for me.
No, no, I cannot take this anymore. You can see it in her eyes that I'm the one that she adores.
Thank you.
Everyone, this is Fatmata Karoma from Miss Culture Intercontinental. You're listening to The African Beat with David Vandy on Voice of America.
Yeah.
African Girls by Anjuna Anjui of Ghana. And before that, Summertime by Jimmy B of Sierra Leone. And Like Her Better by the Plantation Boys of Nigeria. This is the African Beat and I am David Vandy. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Amanda Jiffy from Hits FM and Joy FM in Accra, Ghana. And I love listening to David Vandy on VOA because he doesn't only expose the African music, but he also entertains you with the African beat. David Vandy and VOA, thank you very much.
Welcome back to the show, and this time let me just take you to the Democratic Republic of Congo with Papa Wemba in Bukavu Dawa, and right after that to Cote d'Ivoire and Nous Le Petit by Marie-Jean. So right now, Bukavu Dawa by Papa Wemba of the DRC.
Suki my mabo mani moto, mani ni miso mayoki. José Messon et Tonton Booba. Robert Brazza, Africa number one.
Yeah.
Le Petit, Marie-Jean, Côte d'Ivoire, and before that, Bukavu Dawa by Papa Wemba of the Democratic Republic of Congo. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, right from the heart of Washington, D.C. I am David Vandy, and I'll be right back.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it. We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message.
Hello, David. This is Abusa Jelanyo calling from Ghana. Thank you for good work you are doing for Africa people, Africa country. I want to request help for my family, my mother, Regis Ajololo, and all my sisters and brothers, and all my friends who know me. My name is Abusa Jelanyo calling from Ghana.
Thank you very much for your interest. But right now, let's get on with some more music just to make you feel good and to take you around the African continent. This time, to Uganda. Mama Mbire, long time no hear this one. Juliana Kanyomozi. And right after that, Baridi, the remix by Akil of Tanzania. And then to Kenya, Woi Mama by Zippy Okoth. First, Mama Mbire, beautiful tune by Juliana Kanyomozi of Uganda.
Express exactly mama, what we feel. I love you, mama. Mama, you don't know.
Mama needed, yeah.
Oh, Pambo Tonga, you can be Konga, you are the old Taro Tonsula. Did you get out with Nabango Mulwa? Think I will mass in our own with you, we were.
I love you.
No wonder you're so beautiful, mama.
Mama, beat it.
And you just want.
African Beats, Voice of America. African Beats, Voice of America.
Nitamwomba Rabuka urudi salama tena.
Mama by Zippy Okoth of Kenya, and before that, Baridi in the remix by Akil of Tanzania, and Mama Mbire by Juliana Kanyomozi of Uganda. The African Beat comes to you Monday through Friday, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time, and I'm David Vanni here pushing and pulling the records for you.
The Voice of America brings you music from Africa.
Hello, I am David Vanni. Join me on the African Beat.
All 1 hour music shows, African Beat comes twice, Monday through Friday. Music Time in Africa is broadcast twice, Saturdays and Sundays. It's what you want on The Voice of America on radio and on the web at www.voaafrica.com.
Welcome back. This time the political games is done for us by the great Lucky Dube, the legend of South Africa. Gone but not forgotten. And my choice will come right after that set song and the Mighty Dreads of Namibia. And Hello Fellas by Mfakera and Mike Russell. But first, political games by Lucky Dube of South Africa.
Thank you.
Yo, babe, opportunities. Me, as an African woman, if I ever see a snake, I'll go my way. And so will do the animal. So, I don't know why a snake would come to me, talk to me, and ask me to eat a fruit I never saw in my country before. An apple. My child, this story brought us a lot of troubles. And we better go back palaver it again under the mango tree.
By Mfakira and Mike Russell of Madagascar. Before that, My Choice by Setson and the Mighty Dreads of Namibia. And Political Games by Lucky Dube of South Africa. Well, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vanney here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
attachment and engagement. Down in
this is